Embassying Power has opened its doors for business and unveiled its new head office in the Binashi Small Business Center west of North Bay. Anishinaabeg Grand Council Chief Reg Niganobi was there to help celebrate the grand opening, as was Nipissing First Nation, NFN, Chief Scott McLeod, who mentioned that the small business center is filling up fast, and it's a good problem to have. Embassying Power, pronounced B-Sing, the in is silent, doesn't sell power. You can't visit the office and ask them to hook your home up to their grid. What Embassying Power provides is equipment to the energy sector. The new company will act as a reseller of electrical power equipment, explained Christine Goulet, the acting chief executive officer for Embassying Power. As such, Embassying Power will provide an indigenous procurement opportunity to large utilities like Hydro One and Ontario Power Generation who are sourcing electrical equipment. Corporate Canada has made some significant commitments related to indigenous procurement, Goulet explained, and Embassying Power aims to help ease the procurement process in the energy industry. Hydro poles, wires, cables, transformers, we can provide that type of equipment, Goulet explained. The company is a partnership between NFN, which is the majority owner, and Composite Power Group. The new business is focused on building cooperative and mutually beneficial relationships with communities, customers and manufacturers, Goulet said. She continued, "We plan to branch out to other key customers across Canada as we grow the sustainability of the business. If all goes well, Embassying Power will provide a long stable revenue stream for the community." Currently, Embassying Power has two employees, Goulet and Richard Bowie, who serves as the strategic business advisor. Already, the company is looking to fill two more positions, Goulet explained, and hope to add a few more in the upcoming years. A business like Embassying Power represents NFN's sovereignty and our independence as a nation, explained Chief McLeod, to be able to create opportunities within the community. Funding our own programs, he continued, allows the First Nation to direct our own destiny and continue to develop economic activities in our nation. He said he looks forward to working with Composite Power Group, anticipating that this strategic business partnership will ultimately help NFN diversify our economy and build capacity in a relatively new industry where there are plenty of opportunities that aren't currently being realized. David Briggs is a local Journalism Initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.